let's start with you. What is Right Now?
Right Now is a series of poetry writing workshops dealing with youth, dealing with gun violence in the inner cities. And also, we work with the veterans, a veterans group in reference to PTSD, which I suffer from. And my writing helps me. So we go into the VA and help other vets deal with some of the issues from PTSD by daily journaling. And the goal of the Right Now is to have a poetry festival and hopefully an ongoing poetry festival here in Wilmington.
How fascinating would that be, a poetry festival that would take place in April of 2021? Has anything like this ever been done before, a poetry festival?
We've attended a number of festivals in different cities all around, but none in Delaware, unfortunately. There's the Yorkland Storytelling Festival here in Delaware, which we were a part of last year, a wonderful event. But something dedicated just to poetry, no, we haven't had that opportunity, and we're hoping to bring that to Wilmington. And hopefully it lives on past Poetry Month next year. Like I said, hopefully we can continue it every Poetry Month. That would be amazing.
Al, you alluded to the fact, you talked briefly about this. I want you to go into detail because I think it's very important. You are an Iraq war veteran. You do suffer from PTSD. And part of this Right Now, which is an art-based community building an engagement series, will include, you know, workshops, readings, and service projects focused on youth and communities impacted by, as you said, gun violence, and fellow veterans diagnosed with PTSD. Talk about your time in Iraq.
I was young, and it was definitely there doing what we had to do as a country. But it was really rough. And did some horrible things there. That I'm not proud of. It continued to wake me up. Till this morning. You suffer from nightmares. You have these flashbacks. It's a difficult situation for a lot of us vets. Once you've been in combat, in combat, they say there is no laws to war. You know, where there's supposed to be the Geneva Convention, but the things that we were doing were no human being should be doing to another, and it was just unfortunate. And it scars you. Those scars they affect you. Tremendously in all aspects of your life, you know. And the goal of the project, like I said, was not just to get the men and women, the veterans, to help writing, but to be able to deal with that trauma and then be able to go into the inner cities and talk to these children about their trauma and have us write and share. And then we can see that, pain is pain, and this is how we can heal pain. And I think that's the goal. And I know, like I said, writing has helped me in my entire life. It's helped me through a lot. And I just saw what it was doing for me as a vet. I did go to Mr. Tom, who runs the Interfaith Veterans Group. And let's start a writing group now. Now I'm the captain of the writing group. And, you know, we have men and women come in and write poetry and share things that's on their heart rather than, you know, keeping it in, letting things out. Because it's not a matter of when it's going to come out. It's where and how. So if we can get it to come out in a productive way, I think that's best. And our journaling and our writing projects and the community service events, it's all a part of it.
You know, you and your brother, Namdi, who we'll talk to in one second, you guys do a lot to help the community. Mm-hmm. How will this project, though, help you personally, Al?
I know what my writing does for me and my PTSD, and that there are so many families that I work with. I work with the family of the young man, the 13-year-old in Wilmington, who was just killed. And if we can help them, these families start to deal with their trauma and then be able to put some conflict resolution into our writing, into these kids' writing, and then we can start to see things different, then maybe we'll be able to stop some of the shootings and won't have so much drama in the city. So that's when I'm hoping it leaves a footprint on the city to be able to open dialogue, be able to have conversations, share voices in different spaces. You know, often we don't listen to each other's messages until it's a time of, you know, something negative is happening. I want us to be able to come together and share where the elders are listening to the children and vice versa.
All right, we just talked to Al Mills, and Al's brother, Namdi Chukwocha, is also a state representative. You know, you've been listening, Namdi, about, launching this write-up, this art-based community building and engagement series, which, again, includes workshops, readings, and service projects focused on youth and communities, which a lot of them are impacted right now by gun violence. Also, fellow veterans diagnosed with PTSD. I have to say, as a state representative, Namdi, what does this mean to you, receiving this money from the Academy of American Poets?
I mean, it's a great honor
you know, with so few poets selected a year to receive it, and to realize that the work that we're doing, the art-based work that we're doing in our community, is seen as valued and valuable and can make a difference throughout our nation. We're very honored to have the honor to present our project and to bring these funds into our communities to aid with the artistic growth and development of, and healing of our communities.
Not only are you a state representative, you're also a professor at Delaware State University. How will this program, this Right Now, and again, because it's radio, it's Right, W-R-I-T-E, Right Now, how will this be used in your teachings at Delaware State University, or will it be used?
I am, everything I am is everything I am, so whether I'm in the classroom or I'm a community-based social worker, I'm in Leg Hall, everything is who I am. I'm a social worker. I'm an artist 24 hours a day. So always moving forward with this same message of trying to make our world a better place. And this is just one further opportunity to do that.
As one, because your brother is included, as one of the
Absolutely.
Delaware Poets Laureate, you're just two of the 23 individuals that were announced as the 2020 Poets Laureate Fellows. All 23 individuals serve as Poets Laureate of states, cities, counties, and the Navajo Nation, and will be leading civic poetry programs in respective communities in the year ahead. You guys here in Delaware, again, they're each receiving $50,000. What does this money mean to you guys?
I mean, again, it's a great honor, and to be able to take a vision. Of course, in our state, in Delaware, we don't have a major poetry festival. So giving us the opportunity to bring the lovers of poetry and literary arts together and to share in this beautiful art form, especially sharing it with children and our fellow veterans, to give them a platform until individuals realize that art is truly a tool for transformation. It can help us get through where we are.
How can people listening, will people listening, be able to get involved with this poetry festival, Namdi?
There's going to be information on our website. So the page is actually it's under construction now. But they could go to twinpoets.org, and there's an information page, and they can send in information to contact us, and we'll make sure they get their information. But going forward, probably in about a week or so, the link will be up on the twinpoets.org page about the festival and participating in the workshops.
You know, as we continue to face the crisis of this COVID-19 pandemic, more and more people are turning to poetry. What does poetry mean for you?
It's truly life, you know. I can't imagine breathing without poetry. It's the way I inhale and exhale this world that I live in. It's the way I deal with grief and pain, the way I share my joys, the way I share with the world my hopes and aspirations that our children will live in the world better than we have today. That's what poetry is to me. It's the way we speak our common language all around the world, the places my brother and I have traveled. Poetry is that common thread, is one thing that holds us together, regardless of our differences between our cultures. Poetry is that bloodline that connects us.